Killing Hour by Andrew Gross. Read by Lewis Hancock. Prologue. Sherri-Anne Fraser knew she'd seen him somewhere before. The gaunt, sharply cut edge of his jaw, the narrow, dimly lit eyes staring back at her, the probing intensity of his crooked smile. Maybe on a trip somewhere, or at an airport. You know how you pass by someone you might never see again, and yet their face is permanently implanted in your mind. Or maybe she'd seen him at her shop. People were always coming in. She'd seen him before. That much she knew. Definitely. She just couldn't remember where. She was packing her groceries into her hatchback in the lot outside Reg's Market in the town of Redmond, Michigan, on Lake Superior in the Upper Peninsula. Sherri had a bakery there, a couple of blocks off the lake. Muffins, zucchini bread, brownies, and the best damn apple crisps on the UP, according to the Redmond Crier. She called them Eve's Undoing, a temptation no one could resist. He was simply staring at first, leaning in the entrance to Singer's Pharmacy next door, looking very out of place. He never took his eyes off of her. Initially, it gave her the chills, but nothing bad or creepy ever seemed to happen in Redmond. Maybe he was a workman at one of the marinas, or a war veteran down on his luck. The town always had a few of those. They made their way up here in the summer, when the place was filled with vacationers. She always gave them a treat. Everyone has dignity, Sherri always maintained. Everyone was always loved by someone in their life. In Redmond, the biggest worry was losing value on the Canadian loonies the tourists came here to spend. Aware of him, she felt herself hurrying to fill up the car. Then she wheeled back the cart, telling herself not to make eye contact. As she climbed in her Saab, she allowed herself...